I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
Both of us, we loved the Lord. We were committed to ministry. We were surrendered to the authority of His Word in our lives. But these little things, these little factors begin to build up. And I felt like that in everything, she was far superior to me. And she felt like she needed to help bring me up to speed constantly to at least be an equal of her. But I only heard that as, I'm inferior. You can never do anything right. Why did you do this way? Why did you do it this way? Why didn't you go about it this other way? Why did you park here? You could have parked over there. And it began to translate into just a great destructive gap in our lives and in our marriage that I felt completely incapable of being the husband, of being the man. And she kept trying, she thought, to help me be that man by this constant, here's what you need to do here, or why did you do it this way? Next time you need to do it this way. And she wasn't meaning to emasculate me or to tear me down, but that is the way I responded to it. That's the way I received it.
Leroy, you were just talking about those three issues that kept you from fully engaging: fear, ingratitude, and pride. And all of us have those to some extent or another. But there's another word that you spell out throughout the book, and let's talk a little bit about that and kind of run through the acronym PROTECTION so that we can understand that there are some answers, some ways to move ahead.
Absolutely, Neil. We found in God's process of bringing us through this and bringing us out of the hurt locker that we were in that there were some specific steps that God brought us through that we share in the book. And of course, prayer. I don't know why it's so hard for men to pray, Neil, with their wives. And this was a big issue in our relationship. And it's the most intimate act between a husband and wife. It is the husband and the wife and their God. And there's nothing that can bring the grace of God more into a marriage than the husband stepping up to the plate and taking that spiritual leadership role, even if it's in a very small way at first, of taking his wife by the hand and openly praying over her and praying for her. It may be just a couple of minutes, but there is a protection that comes to that wife that she needs. One of the basic needs that all women, even fierce women, need is a feeling of security. And God placed that within the man's responsibility and within his DNA. He knows that he needs to do that. And so that is really at the heart of the matter, is stepping up and to begin to pray for your wife. That's the first step of spiritual leadership.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.